Hello and welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. Okay, so it's no secret that I am not particularly fond of ChatGPT generated captions, of those obvious AI cliches, and all of those things. We've talked about this on the podcast before about how important I feel it is to show up authentically. And what a turnoff it has been to me seeing a lot of mainstream, I'm using quotation marks, marketing experts turning to really generic, obviously not authentic content. And so today I want to answer the question, can AI be used authentically? I do use AI in my business. I don't necessarily use it a lot for content creation. However, I do use it for content repurposing. I use it for what I would consider more menial tasks to free up more time to be creative. And I think there is a lot of potential when it comes to AI for business, mostly in terms of getting your time back so you can focus on what's important. Now, I am not an expert on AI by any stretch of the imagination. And for that reason, I have brought a guest that I'm really, really excited to introduce you to. Her name is Kinsey, and she is the founder of Feel Good Social and Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs. And Kinsey is a branding, marketing, and ChatGPT expert. And it's interesting because Kinsey did not start out as an AI expert or a ChatGPT educator. She started in the social media space, and she has always, from the name of her company, as you can see, really valued authenticity and approaching social media in a way that feels good. So when she started her new brand, Authentic AI, she was really, really mindful of keeping a human-first approach when it comes to AI. And this is why I reached out to Kinsey and why I wanted to specifically have her on the show to talk about integrating artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT into your content creation and to really enhance your workflow. So in this episode, we talk about using AI authentically in your online business, how you can actually weave in some storytelling into the way that you use this tool, how to use it as a tool, and some of our favorite specific AI tools. So ChatGPT, Descript, there's more that we cover. I'm recording this intro after the fact, and I definitely had my eyes opened to some of the ways that we can actually enhance our workflows and save time using AI. And no, for me, that's not going to involve writing captions, but we're going to go into what that might look like for you and how we can find the best ways to integrate these tools into our businesses. In this conversation, we're going to talk about the importance of maintaining authenticity, how you can actually train AI models to reflect brand identity, but still manage expectations. And then, of course, we're going to talk about using AI as a tool to actually enhance creativity and efficiency, not as a way to replace you or human input in your marketing. As soon as we finished recording this episode, I was so excited to share it because I think that the way that we approach this conversation will really show you the possibilities. I can't wait for you to hear this episode. Send me a message over on Instagram once you've listened and let me know what you think. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led, creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising. Hi, Kinsey. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited about this conversation.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Jody. So I did talk a little bit about your background in the intro, but I'd love to hear in your own words. You have two incredible brands, Feel Good Social and Authentic AI. So I, as an AI skeptic, as my listeners know, I love using it for certain things and not so much for others. And I know that you're going to open our minds a little bit about the possibilities of using AI in a way that doesn't take away your authenticity or your creativity or any of those other things. So how did you get into your first brand and then your second brand? What's the origin story?
Oh, yes. And I love this origin story so much because it's just so funny to me. I've been in the entrepreneur space for 5+ years now, building my brand Feel Good Social. And we just help down-to-earth solopreneurs show up online authentically without wasting your time or selling your soul. That's over the years, that has been what our tagline has become. And then about a year ago, I started hearing about the AI craze. All of the AI hit the entrepreneur scene. And I was like, what is this? And I started hearing about people using ChatGPT and all these other AI tools more predominantly in their business. And I'll be honest with you, my first reaction was, I was a total curmudgeon about right. it, if we're honest. I always think of a grandpa shaking his fist at like the neighbor's fence. Isn't the internet fake enough as it is? Is AI going to take over the world? What's going to happen to our creativity, our critical thinking skills? All those thoughts definitely ran through my mind. And I was not for AI. I was an AI skeptic myself, for sure. And then I was on one of those 2-hour drives and I had the long drive epiphany. And I realized that AI is here, it's happening, and like 100%. The best thing I can do is turn toward it, get curious about it, and figure out how can we make this work for us in a way that aligns with us. Because authenticity truly is one of those things that I really care about when it comes to online businesses and all the different stuff. And I'm like, okay, what are these tools all about and how can we use them authentically? So that's when my sister brand, Authentic AI, was born. And it has just snowballed from there. It's been really fun to get curious about these tools and really hone strategies for making them work for us in a way that aligns with us. And yeah, over the past year, I've just been playing and testing and doing lots of things. And I've developed what I really call a human first approach to AI tools, really just making sure that we are bringing our own creativity, critical thinking skills, our own brands, values, alignment to these tools, and making sure that we are using them in a way that's amplifying our brand and not replacing it. I'm excited to share with you today, but I just wanted to let you know that if any listeners out there are feeling skeptical, I have totally been there too. So we'll make sure that we keep these tips authentic for sure.
Yes, I love that. And that's why I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you, because I know that is the foundation of your brand. And I have been, so I almost, when AI first came out, I really did try. I got into it. I bought the overnight expert courses that came out 5 minutes after ChatGPT launched. And that was really where I got disappointed. Since then, I have gone through and I am using a ton of AI tools in my business, which I love, but I definitely have, and I said this before we started recording, but I've definitely been in the camp of using AI to, I think the word tool is important, right? Tool is important, because if we're trying, and like a lot of the things that I tried in the beginning was almost like prove me wrong situation, like where, and then it didn't prove me wrong, but it was very much looking back, like the copywriting and the captions and all of that kind of stuff. And then once I broadened my mind a little bit and started thinking about it as a tool, I use a ton of AI things in my creation process. But I think what's the most important thing for me, at least when I view it, is that we are viewing it as a tool, not a replacement for us. Because as thought leaders, we can't outsource the thinking. Like, thinking is like the big piece of it, right? Maybe we could talk first before we go into how to use AI, some of the different AI tools that you use in your business. I'll share a couple of the AI tools that I use in my business and how to make the most of those tools.
Yes. Yeah. I love that flip that you just offered too, where it's a tool and remembering that. And I think that goes for whether you are using these tools like critically and hesitantly, or you're just like have such huge expectations for these tools and then they disappoint you. Right. And it's no, AI is amazing. And there's so many possibilities and awesome things that 100%. You can do with it. But like it is still a tool and you are still running the show and you should be because, you know, exactly. AI will really just create generic results for you unless you are leading it, teaching it and getting it to give you the results that really make sense for you. Right. So I just had to toot your horn there because that's so true and something that we need to remember. Right. Yeah. In my own business, it's so funny. AI has been around for a long time and you're probably using AI tools, whether you kind of realize it or not in your life and business. And it's so funny over the past year, so many just of the softwares that we have been using for years are all of a sudden going AI crazy too and being like, our new AI feature. Okay, thanks. I don't know if I need that, but great. But the ones that I generally use in my business, I am a ChatGPT person just because it's one of those OG large language models, generation models and stuff. There's the free version. It's really easy to use. You can set custom instructions and train it on your brand in a way. I do use the premium version of ChatGPT, but I have heard good things about other language models like Claude or Gemini as well. Right. So those are all really fun to play around with for ideation and all that different stuff. And then I've been using a lot of different AI softwares as well for like podcasting. You know, I've been using Descript. I've been using Opus Clip. And yeah, and just I've played around with so many different tools and there's so many different ones out there. What are you using in your business, Jody?
I love that you said that we've probably been using AI tools for a lot longer than we realized, because I think that is so true. I feel like a lot of the features that I've been using in my business, like Descript, for example, AI Descript predates the launch of ChatGPT, and a lot of the AI features predate the launch of ChatGPT. And I think it's like one of those buzzy marketing things that all these brands are getting on top of right now. But in reality, they've been using a lot of that artificial intelligence for a long time. Descript is definitely something that I have used. And then they've added some features that are really great for repurposing. Riverside is another, and I know there's mixed feelings on Riverside. I've luckily been quite lucky with it, but there are AI smart clipping tools, which are really helpful. So basically, it will find impactful statements from your podcast recording, and then it will create clips and caption them for you to make sharing on social really easy. That I love. And then I've used AI for things like, so for me, AI is about taking the menial tasks maybe off my plate so that I can be creative. Because this is the other thing too that I was talking to Kinsey about prior to recording is like, for me, writing and creating, that's the part I love. So maybe that's not necessarily the thing that I would look to outsource or get help with. Whereas I can see how for other people where maybe writing is the part that is draining and doesn't feel exciting, it feels like just another task on your plate, then maybe that's where things like the writing functions can come in. And I've talked to other entrepreneurs who are maybe viewing them more as like templates. So I'm excited to hear how we can train and make the most of it without losing authenticity. Because let's call a spade, we've all seen the decline in the quality of content from a lot of major thought leaders, online business owners, since the widespread introduction of generative AI. I think that's something that most of us can agree on is like a lot of these people, and I'm thinking of people who I know have sold their businesses for billions of dollars and could very easily pay copywriters, that are now sending out extremely generic content, which is disheartening. So let's start from that viewpoint and talk about how you're doing it differently, because you really are, which I think is really amazing. So I'm excited if you're listening and you're someone who's, I want to work with AI. I want to experiment with AI. I don't maybe love content creation. I need some help with it. This is where I feel like what you're doing with your brand is really going to help people shine. So can we maybe talk about some of the ways that you can use generative, specifically AI, which is, let's maybe define generative AI first, and then talk about like maybe some of the common mistakes and the ways that you could rectify and make it sound like you.
Yeah, totally. I love it so much. And I do have a little pushback for you too, which I know we love like different opinions.
Absolutely,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so generative AI, I mean, there's a generative image like AI and stuff, which could be like just image creation and stuff. You right. see it in Canva, there's mm-hmm. Midjourney, DALL-E, stuff like that. And then there's generative language models, which is like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude. And yeah. it's basically a chat bot. It's basically just like going back and forth and having a conversation with a robot. And you know, when it comes to using these tools, there's a few things that you really need to know as well. They are trained on lots of different data from all across the world, all across the internet, from whatever. But these models do have limitations. They're not always correct. They're not always up to date. They don't always know what is like best for you or your brand. Yes. And so that's like where the human first approach that I really am rooting for when it comes to AI tools comes into play, is bringing your own ideas, bringing your own skills and thoughts to these tools and allowing it to help you along in your business in the way that you need the most, but also making sure that you're using these tools where you can look at the results it's giving you and be like, is this actually factual? Always yes. fact check these tools, guys. Yeah. And then also, is this a reflection of my brand? Does this make sense for me? How does my brand actually feel about this result that's giving me right now? What is my opinion of this topic? And like, is ChatGPT's result like reflecting that even and stuff like that too, right? So it is one of those things where it's just making sure that you're playing around with these tools and always reminding yourself to run the stuff it's throwing your way through the filter of your brand, right? So that you make sure that content that you put out into the world actually does reflect your brand and you don't sound like a robot and you don't lose your authenticity, right? I love that. Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? Because I'm just genuinely mm-hmm. really curious about this. When yeah. it comes to using what, for example, ChatGPT spits out for you based on the prompts, are you often using it as it comes out, or is it something where you typically do make edits after? What's the process look like for you when you're using it for your business?
Yes, lady. And this is where I was going to push back just a little bit with you too, because I know that you are a creative person yeah. and a word nerd, probably, and a copywriter 100%. Like myself. And I totally feel that as well. I went to school for communications and I actually have a lot of experience editing and revising. I was opinions editor at our student right. newspaper in college. And so I have that skill set of being able to look at something and think, okay, how can I make this a little bit better? And right. so I actually love using these tools, even as a creative copywriting type of person myself, because I don't always use these tools. Just like, we need to adjust our expectations, basically. Right. We don't need to come to these tools and be thinking, okay, this is going to write me an email and whatever the heck it throws at me, it's what I'm going to send out to my audience. Yeah. No. I mean, firstly, actually, I start by training ChatGPT on my brand, not just like my brand voice, not just like, write this in a friendly, casual tone. Mm-hmm. No, it's telling it every single thing that it needs to know about my brand as if it was an intern for me, or as if it was a team member, actually, and training it on exactly who my brand is, the core identity of my brand. I also train ChatGPT on my ideal customers so that it knows exactly who it's speaking to. And then I deep dive into training it on my brand's voice, writing style, humor style, opinions, all that different stuff, so that it actually can produce a result that is very close to what my brand might think, right? That's right. way closer than if I just go to ChatGPT with a generic prompt of right. read a blog about this topic and not even telling it who it's speaking to, where my customers are at in their journey so that it can meet them at that level, any of that stuff. So really getting specific with your prompting is really great first. And then when it comes to copywriting specifically, even giving it examples of your copy that you've already written, having it analyze that so that it can duplicate that in the best way or replicate it in the best way, and it's still not going to get it perfect. For sure. Right. And also too, as a creative person myself, I honestly, this is something that people need to get into their heads as well. You don't have to always use these tools for every single thing, right? You can be going along writing an email and all of a sudden you get stuck. And you're like, I don't know what to do next. And then you throw that into ChatGPT and have it help you push past that little writing block part. And then it can help you finish things. And then, of course, when it throws the result your way, you're like, still going to edit it for sure. But I love writing, but I'm a slow writer. I take my freaking time. It takes me forever. I labor over every freaking word. Right. I cannot write something very quickly often, unless like every once in a blue moon I'm in just like the zone.
We all get in the zone, touch.
But I have written so many more things so much more quickly with the help of ChatGPT, and not because I'm getting it to write stuff for me. It's because I'm having it help me along in the process. Is that helpful for you?
Yes. I love that actually, because it sounds like the way that you're using it, I love that it you're working it into your workflow, because I think that for me, like reflecting now, like I looking back was like, okay, if I have to use this, and then here's what my honest reaction was after trying to use it for a while, is it would be so much faster for me to just do this myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're just like going from, so I never actually thought of using it as if you get stuck in part of your workflow or something like that. So that's incredibly helpful. I think that's a really cool way of utilizing it as a tool to help you along versus relying on it as like, you know, in the way that you would like hire a copywriter, like ChatGPT is not hiring a copywriter, and you can very clearly see the results of those who think that it is.
Oh yeah. I call my mom every day. I'm like, Mom, I got three more unleash the power of emails in my inbox. I'm like, no. But oh my gosh, yes, exactly. It's like not all or nothing. It's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I love doing too is I have not one single time posted word for word the exact response I got from ChatGPT. I have gotten very close, and it's amazing because like through tweaking and figuring out how I can work with this tool and all that stuff, I always change like at least one word, right?
Yeah.
Because I just read through it, make sure it's a reflection of me. But like, you can also just use it for like brainstorming one line, right? So if ChatGPT does throw you something and you're like, like it's kind of okay, but it's not like that great and stuff, you can like take it and you can kind of start editing it. And then all of a sudden it gets to one line. I'm like, ooh, I like the idea behind this line, but it's not exactly the way I want to say it. You throw that line back into ChatGPT and you're like, brainstorm more ways to say this, right? There's just so many different techniques you can use to revise the stuff too. That's really nice.
I love that. And I actually thinking back, like one way that I did use that was really cool when writing something is I was writing like a story-based email, and I was like kind of like thinking, and I actually just put it in there and I said like, hey, can you show me anywhere that this could like flow better, essentially following the hero's journey framework. And the cool thing about AI is that it is actually trained on a lot of those things. So like things like copy frameworks and such. So I can definitely see the benefit of like having, especially if you're a solopreneur and you don't necessarily have someone who can like edit and look through, I wouldn't trust it as my editor in chief or anything like that. But I do think there's cool ways that you could like spotlight if something is unclear or something like that. And I've used a tool called Hemingway for a really long time as well, which you could probably call an AI tool. And essentially what Hemingway does is it figures out the reading level of your piece. So if you have any sentences, like it will highlight if you've got a sentence that's like really unclear or confusing. And this can happen a lot of time for those of us who are word nerds and who are very like wordy naturally. Sometimes you'll see, and this is like my editing thing where I'll go through and I'll remove as many N's as possible. One of my mentors, Caitlin, taught me that. And I think it's really important that you figure out how it will work for you. And I love that you said this isn't something that you need to like, because I feel like part of the narrative from a lot of those early overnight gurus in the AI space, which is very far from what you've done with your business, to be clear, but it was very much like, this is the solution to absolutely everything. And I think that's what led to so many people being disappointed, myself included.
Totally. I call them the AI bros. Yeah, totally. No, AI is not creating a month of content for us in 30 seconds. Can it give you a response that's a month of content? That's not realistic. And it's still not really authentic. Yes, for sure. I know it's like, these tools can be so helpful and we don't have to use them in that way that everyone, there's a lot of AI pushers out there. That's what I call them too and stuff. But yeah, there's different ways. And I really think that it's a good idea to, exactly like you said, be working through your day and then realize, oh, I'm hitting a block. I like to call them those pressure points. And it can be a creative block. It can be a writing block. It can be a, I use ChatGPT for tech troubleshooting. If I'm like working on my website and I'm like, or even my in ConvertKit with my email list, I'm like, I want to do this thing. I don't even know if I can do it, but like, I also don't want to go down a 2-hour Google hole of trying to figure out how I can do this and get on tech blogs and figure out how, like, my worst thing in the world is like getting on a tech blog and trying to like figure out like what exactly, like how does this apply to me or how I can do that. ChatGPT helps me with that. Oh, one thing I wanted to say too that I'm sure you'll love as well is, yes, it can understand like just those general formulas, like the frameworks, like the hero's journey, all that different stuff. But you can actually give ChatGPT your own frameworks as well. And I do this all the time with caption writing because I know, and copywriting in general, emails, whatever. I know how I want the caption to flow. I know how I want it to go from starting with the hook to then empathizing with the problem to then turning it into a major takeaway to then ending with a call to action that is whatever. So that's how I will prompt ChatGPT actually to help me write captions, is be like, not just be like, write me a social media caption. It's write me a social media caption about this specific topic. And also, here is my brand's opinions and perspective and viewpoint on this topic. And then I'll say, start with the hook, empathize with the problem. And I'll give it my own formula for how I want the caption to go. And that is, along with training it on my brand's voice and writing style and all that stuff, that's how I get the best results that are the closest to what my brand sounds like.
Yeah, I love that. We discussed this before, but I feel like it's like you can really use it, it sounds like, to help you through the places that you struggle. It's not that, for me, I like think about it and I'm like, in terms of the way that I approach social media, I probably never will use it to write my captions because that's not a sticking point for me. That flows for me. It takes me 5 or 10 minutes a lot of the time because I'm inspired, I write it, it comes out naturally the way I want it, and that's that, right? However, there are really things that I will probably always use it for and things that I would use it for more. For example, I loved earlier when you said for podcast transcripts, even in Descript, now that they have added AI tools, they can highlight which are the best clips for you to use or the most impactful statements or give you a summary. And that kind of stuff I think is incredibly helpful. Another AI tool that I also love actually is the Captions app. So that app, basically, if you're recording face-to-camera reels, it can take out the pauses, it will caption it for you, all of those kinds of things. So I do think that there's so many uses that, you know, if we completely close off from AI, like maybe it's like anything else, right? Where we just need to find a way that it works for us. And maybe that doesn't look the same for everybody.
Yes, yes. I love it. Oh my gosh. I know. I've been loving using AI Descript's AI editor, right? Because not only can it like remove the ums and the ands and all that different stuff, but it can actually suggest edits for you. It can summarize, like you said, pull quotes. I have been using it. So I'm currently delivering one of our courses live. I'm doing like hour-long live trainings or like 90-minute. It usually ends up being 90-minute long trainings every week. Right. But then afterwards, with the replay, I have Descript add automatic chapter markers. The chapter markers then are basically individual lessons that I then just repurpose into individual lessons and just break up the video from there. And it's just so easy. And it's insane to me how quickly I am able to, I create like 10 lessons in 2 hours out of a 90-minute video, break it up. And it's like, this is crazy. crazy.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important to remember that content doesn't just mean Instagram content, right? Content is everything that you're creating. It's your blog posts. It's the education that you're doing. It's your podcast. It's whatever it is. So I do think that there is space for everyone to be using AI to really help enhance their workflow and save time. And even as I was just thinking just now, like one of the ways that I haven't used it yet, but I definitely am going to, is like for a podcast episode, for example, pull 10 ideas for social media posts from this podcast episode, because that way you're able to repurpose it. And I won't, like what I will probably do from that, because of the way that I like to work, is I will probably use maybe whatever those best ones are for inspiration for new content, but that's reinforcing the ideas that I'm addressing in my other content, because repetition is so key. So I think that I was very excited. I told you that where I came from on like the skeptical field, and I think it's so important to open up and have conversations about things that maybe we're not fully comfortable with yet, because that's how we can grow and we're all different. And I think that we can all be looking to use these tools in ways that feel authentic for us when it comes to AI.
Yes, totally. I really think that for coaches, for online entrepreneurs who have personal brands, even that's again where it's so nice to have this sounding board with AI where and have it help you like get into your ideal customers' heads. You can ask it to give you different perspectives. You can ask it to get into the why behind why your customers need something, or really deep dive into what they're struggling with in those ways. There's just so many things past write me an Instagram caption, right? That's I have been actually using it too for like just brainstorming polls for Instagram too, to make it like a little bit more quirky than and like more personable than like yes, no, like something that's like kind of more witty or just like whatever reflection of my brand. That's been really fun too. Yeah.
I love that. I used it for, what was it, to give me an analogy for something really obscure that I was trying to explain. I was like, think of an analogy for this, because I think that's one of the best ways that I learn. And I'm always looking for ways to make the topics that we talk about more understandable. So I do love that. And there's so many creative ways to use it. So I really appreciate you coming and having a little bit of banter about my skepticism, because I think it's so cool to have different viewpoints, talk it out. And I know that I feel like my mind's been opened a little bit in terms of what you can use. So if my listeners want to know where to go to find out more about you, how to more authentically use AI or your sister brand, Feel Good Social, where can they find you, Kinsey?
Yes. And I just wanted to add one little comment too to what you just said, because I love the analogy thing too. And also the opposite is true. And I know that this is so helpful for personal brand type of people, the storytelling, like telling those everyday stories that relate to your audience in a deeper way and stuff. And actually you could bring your everyday stories to ChatGPT and be like, what is like a point that I could make? How could I relate this to my ideal customers and their everyday journey and stuff too? So that's just a fun little thing that you could do too. But yeah, thank you so much for having me, Jody. If anyone wants to connect with me, you can find me at DIYwith.ai is our website, or on Instagram it's at authenticai for entrepreneurs. Feel Good Social is my other one, but send me a message because I love to connect in the DMs for sure.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here, Kinsey. I'm sure this won't be the last time we chat, because I just love your vibe. I love what you're doing, and thank you for coming and sharing your wisdom with me and my listeners today.
Thank you so much. Bye.